At the Salamanca Invitational Track Meet in 1993, a Cuban athlete named Javier Sotomayor was trying to break his own world record in an event called the High Jump, to spring forth from the earth with only the energy of his own physical being and catapult himself 8 feet off the ground. My record is 1 centimeter. And that was just because I saw a cockroach, but don't make fun of me. The high jump is the track event, you know, where the athlete runs up to a horizontal bar that's held up by 2 posts and without any other implement leaps over. The pole vault is a different thing, but this is just off the athlete's feet. Flawlessly executing a technique that he had mastered over years of disciplined training. In a familiar routine of exactly 14 strides, he took off with 3 short steps, built up speed over the next 4, took 2 larger strides on steps 8 and 9, re-accelerated on the last 5 strides, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and then a powerful takeoff from the left leg, pumping his arms in the air. 7 feet, 7.34 inches. He went again, summoning the same speed and power, the same range of elevation that makes mortals like me gape with astonishment. 7 feet, 9.7 inches. Now he had them raise the bar to 8 feet, a height no one else had ever attained. He ran again toward the bar, jumped, and didn't make it over. Surely what he was trying to do could not be possible. He lined up one more time, looked at the bar in front of him, got into starting position. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, sailing through the air, contorting his body, hurtling over the bar. He barely felt his back brush slightly against it. For 1/1000 of a second, he must have wondered if it was going to come loose and disqualify his run. But in the next 1/1000 of a second, he knew it had stayed secure. And as he landed on the mat, back to the surly bonds of earth, suddenly somehow this mortal human being, 6 feet 5 inches tall, had leapt into the air, cleared the bar at 8 feet, and landed safely on the other side. He still holds the world record in the high jump today. Who could imagine that a human being can clear a bar that is set so high? The envelope arrives in the mail, and you look at the name of the addressee to make sure it's really to you. Yeah, that's your name right there. For young people, mail was a form of communication before. You hold the envelope in your hands and you notice how nice it is. It's not froofy or too frilly, but it's nice. It doesn't look like the junk mail which makes up the lion's share of what you usually pull out of your mailbox every day. You look at the return address to know who sent it to you, and you smile at the familiarity. And you open it up and look inside. Being invited is such a warm feeling. You have an invitation. It means you're not simply welcome, you're not only free to arrive and participate, but you are specifically wanted. Your presence is seen as something that will make the event better, more enjoyable, more complete for those who sent you the invitation and for all who will attend. Jesus is now well into his astonishing ministry, and he has invited everyone who can hear him, and everyone who has heard of him, and everybody he can reach. We are invited to come from our limited, legalistic, simplistic view of what it means to be alive and to exist in a time-limited frame of being a functioning organism. Invited into a recognition of who we really are. A recognition that our being here is not a cosmic accident, a recognition that we are created, meaning we have a creator, and we are not a science experiment, but beloved children of a God who is love and truth, who is beyond eternity and larger than infinity, and is personally invested in how good a day you are having, you and every other beloved child of God on earth. The invitation is to live into that reality. It is in some way an invitation into an honest conversation between God and you. Who is God really inviting you to be? What is God really inviting you to do? How is God really inviting you to live the days that make up the years that make your human life, particularly in relation to all the other humans with whom you share this time? See, says God in Deuteronomy, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Every day, you and I come to crossroads, usually several times a day. The law says, don't murder. That's not what I would classify as a high bar. The bar is set much higher than don't kill somebody because you don't like them or love them or trust them. Jesus says if you're angry with one of your siblings, if you insult them, if you call them names, you are already on the path away from life, away from God. The law says don't commit adultery. But the provisions of the bar of the law are a bar set very low. Jesus says, if you're pushing the boundaries just enough to keep yourself technically, legally covered, but still pushing that boundary, you are already going the wrong way. You have already chosen the path against God. The invitation is to stop pretending that we don't know in our hearts when our relationships are right and true and mutually good. The law says, don't swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But Jesus says, when you say something to somebody, why would you need to seal it with an oath? If you have even minimal integrity, if you are even minimally faithful to God and to other people, why would you need to add anything to make yourself be true to your word? The conventional wisdom says, when anyone does anything that hurts you, you make sure you even the score. And Jesus says, what kind of bar is that? That bar is set way too low for a species made in the image of God. You can forgive and still find justice. You can be magnanimous and vulnerable and still not be somebody's punching bag, which is not God's will. You can show mercy and have a generous spirit and be strong and know that you are a beloved and worthy child of God. The custom said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And Jesus said, that bar is not set nearly high enough to count for anything in the kingdom of God. But you don't have to be Javier Sotomayor to clear that bar. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. That is an invitation to life. Every day, we come to a crossroads, a place where we have a number of different directions we could go. We mean to move in the direction of life, but we have this knack for setting the bar so pathetically low in terms of what it really means to follow God's teaching. and to live the life that God has set out for us. Don't murder. Don't steal. Be good to people who treat you well. Don't hate people who don't hate you. What do you want, a medal? Who is God really inviting you to be? What is God really inviting you to do? And how is God really inviting you to live the days that make up the years that make your life? Your human, beautiful, broken, gifted life. God is inviting us, imploring us to aim higher. Not to just check all the right boxes for God's sake, but to experience the breathtaking joy of being alive, truly alive, to God's presence in the world for our sake.